Today we're going to make an AMEN-style breakbeat hit harder in Ableton Live 12, but without dragging your CPU into the red. The goal is simple: get more weight, more grit, and more perceived loudness, while keeping the groove alive and the processing lean. This is a really practical jungle and drum and bass move, because the AMEN is already full of movement. You do not want to crush that energy. You want to shape it, strengthen it, and make it cut through a mix that might already have a heavy sub, a re-space, and a bunch of atmosphere fighting for space. We're going to work in the arrangement view, using stock devices only, and we'll build the sound in a way that works musically in a full track, not just in solo. Start by loading a clean AMEN break. If you want the lightest CPU approach, put it directly on an audio track and loop it. If you want more flexibility for fills and rearrangement, drop it into simpler and use slice mode. Either way is fine, but if you want to keep things efficient, stick to one break source. One solid loop is usually enough. Before you start saturating anything, clean up the source. If the sample is too hot, lower the clip gain first. That's a really important move, because saturation responds more musically when it's not being slammed on the way in. Think of that as your first gain stage. You're setting the break up to be processed properly, not just forcing it into distortion. Now put a simple chain on the break track. Keep it lean. A good order is utility, then EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, and maybe glue compressor at the end if you really need it. That chain gives you control, tone, and blue without overloading the system. Start with utility. Pull the level down a few dB if the break is peaking too hot. If the low end feels too wide or messy, you can tighten it up a bit with bass mono, or just keep the width slightly under 100%. The idea here is headroom. Saturation sounds better when it has somewhere to go. Next, use EQ8 to clean out the junk you do not need. High pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz to remove subrumble. If the break sounds boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, ease off a little around 7 to 10 Khz. Keep these moves subtle. You're shaping the break, not sterilizing it. Now bring in drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for this kind of work, because it adds punch, harmonic weight, and a bit of controlled dirt without needing a huge chain. Start with the drive fairly low, maybe around 5 to 20%, and add a little crunch if you want that gritty jungle bite. Be careful with boom on an AMEN, because the break already has kick movement in it. You usually want the low end controlled, not exaggerated. If the cell starts getting spongy or losing its snap, back off the wet amount and use the transients control to bring the attack back. After that, add saturator. This is where you thicken the break and increase the feeling of loudness. Push the drive until the loop starts feeling more forward and aggressive, then lower the output so the bypassed and processed levels are matched more fairly. That way, you're judging tone and impact, not just volume. Turn on soft clip if you want to catch peaks and make the break feel denser. You can also try a darker curve or a bit of color if you want more edge in the mids. The important thing is not to ask, does this sound louder in solo? Ask, does this cut better against the bass and synths? If the break becomes too spiky after saturation, then use glue compressor very lightly. This is not about obvious pumping unless that's the vibe you want. Keep the attack fairly quick or medium, release on auto, and aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction. If you use soft clip here too, it can help round off the peaks. But again, subtlety is the win. You want the break to feel locked in, not flattened. Here's a very useful CPU-friendly trick. Keep the main break fairly clean and add a parallel return for extra grime. Create a return track, put EQ8 on it first, high pass the return somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, then add saturator or drum bus, and maybe a touch of redux if you want a rougher, more broken texture. Blend that return underneath the dry break. This is great because the dry loop keeps its transient clarity, while the return gives you density and character. It also lets you automate the amount of dirt over the course of the arrangement without overprocessing the main signal. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the sound really comes alive. Saturated breaks are much more exciting when they evolve over time. In arrangement view, automate saturator drive so it rises a little in the drop and backs off in the breakdown. Automate drum bus crunch if you want the break to get nastier at peak moments. Use auto filter to create tension by low passing the break in the intro, then slowly opening it up into the drop. You can also use utility to narrow the width before a transition and then widen it again when the drop lands. Those tiny moves can make the whole section feel bigger without adding any extra layers. A really nice DNB arrangement approach is to create a few different break states. In the intro, keep it cleaner and filtered, with only a hint of saturation. In the first drop, bring in the full gritty version. In a layer 8 bar variation, automate a short filter dip or reduce the saturation for a couple of bars, then bring it back with a fill. In the breakdown, strip the loop back a little so there's room for atmosphere. And in the second drop, bring the heavier settings back in and maybe push the parallel return even more. That kind of contrast makes the break feel composed, not looped. If you want to go a step further, try separating the break mentally into two roles. The transient side is the kick, snare, and key accents. The texture side is the hats, ghost notes, and room spill. Saturate the texture more heavily and keep the transient side a bit cleaner. That way, you preserve the groove and still get the grime. It's a really smart way to keep the break punchy while making it feel more aggressive. Another useful tip is to check the break against the bass at low monitor volume. If the snare still reads clearly when you turn it down, your saturation is probably helping the mix instead of just making things louder. That's a great reality check. Also, listen for transient smear. If the break starts feeling soft or mushy, reduce the wet amount on drum bus or saturator before you reach for more compression. Usually the fix is less processing, not more. If CPU is still climbing, simplify in this order. Remove glue compressor first, then reduce the processing on the return track, then replace multiple devices with one lighter chain. You really do not need a huge plug-in pile to get this sound. Ableton stock tools are enough if you use them intentionally. A good final step is to save the whole chain as a preset or an audio effect rack. Name it something obvious like Amen Grime Light CPU or Dark Roll Break, so you can pull it up fast in future tracks. That kind of workflow saves time and helps you build a personal sound library. So to recap, start with one clean Amen loop, use utility and EQA to control headroom and clutter, add drum bus for punch and dirt, add saturator for harmonic thickness and soft clipping, use glue compressor only if needed, and bring in parallel saturation on a return track if you want more power without flattening the dry break. Then automate the processing across the arrangement so the break evolves with the track. That's the real lesson here. A great breakbeat is not just distorted. It's controlled, shaped, and arranged so it punches through the whole tune. That's how you get that dark, dense, forward DNB energy without wrecking your CPU.